This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Conversation yours. Hello, because this is the DJV program. We're here not to fool around. Well, we'll fool around a little bit, but we get right to the heart of things. Jennifer is a no-go today, but Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen. So, Victoria, can you get right to the information? This is, I suppose, the California synagogue thing is what a lot of people are talking about. I'm just tired.
Yeah. I know. One other big story that you'll hear today, trending the name of Corey Ballantyne, and he's not a household name yet, but he had a pretty big weekend. On Saturday, he was the sixth-round draft pick in the NFL draft. The New York Giants took him, even though the chances of him being drafted were pretty slim to none because he's from Washburn University, which is a Division II school, and it's kind of rare that he would even be noticed, but he was, and he was also on the highest academic lists the whole time he was in college, so going to the Giants in the sixth round was really impressive. Unfortunately, only hours after he was drafted, he was at an off-campus party. He was only four blocks from the campus, and there were a bunch of people there at a party, and gunfire broke out, and he was shot, and his teammate was shot and killed immediately. Now, Corey Ballantyne was taken to the hospital. He will survive his injuries, and the Giants have said that they are monitoring the situation. Obviously, for their interest, they want to make sure that his injuries won't prevent him from playing at the optimal level, but it looks like it was just a surface wound. So officers are still investigating how this happened, who the shooter was. No one has been arrested yet, but it's just a really horrible tragedy in a day for him, especially, that had the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. So Corey Ballantyne's in the news. He's 23, and he will I'm sure it'll be talked about a lot more as he moves forward with his career. But and of course his teammate who was killed, the school has issued their condolences, and it's kind of a horrible thing that any tragedy like that is a horrible thing.
Yeah.
It's like the synagogue shooting. It's just what can you say about it? It's just
senseless.
And it's
so random. I mean, this is just a school in Topeka, Kansas, where you don't necessarily think of that being,
right, a hotbed of violence. Yeah.
Well,
it's true.
The business of guns and violence and how immature we are as a society, that we have all of this stuff going on. Immaturity in the form of how we deal with the mental health issues. We're just behind the curve. We're falling further and further in a hole, as much as it troubles me to say that, because I like to think that my country tis of thee. The country is for us the best, but it isn't the best. This is not good. This is just not acceptable. So the business about whether it's this fellow that gets shot or the people who, somebody, I think it was one or two people who were killed, that's this 19-year-old boy, once again, an angry white boy, 19 years old, goes in with a gun into a synagogue in the San Diego area. And so what's the deal? Why?
He says he was inspired by the New Zealand attacks. It's just ridiculous. Yeah. And he went after a mosque. He went after, apparently, wasn't there a plan that they found? He called this in and turned himself in. So, but he wants the attention, obviously. And he's going after anyone who isn't white and Christian, basically. It's not even just anti-Semitic. It's Islamophobic. It's so many things. And it's so incredibly sad that this is such a pattern now around the world. Anybody who isn't your religion just seems to be a target, and it makes no sense to me. But
well, there are a lot of people who are
it's a growing epidemic.
Hard to be inclusive, and diversity is a big conversation. How much of that is sincere, and how much of it is just was just mouthing a some sort of, it's like people who say thank you for your service to people who have been in the armed forces. Most of the time I hear that and it just doesn't sound genuine to me. It doesn't sound sincere. And I think a lot of this other stuff, some of the fake focus on diversity and inclusiveness and bringing, whether it's gays, lesbians, transsexuals, I find it, I'm pretty good at reading people, let's put it that way. And I just think that sometimes it's, I'm not cynical, once in a while I can be Captain Curmudgeon and admit to that, but I think I usually have a pretty good outlook on things. And so when I hear some of this stuff and wonder for myself, for my children, for my grandchild, for the future of the country, it can't go on like this. It just can't. It cannot. We cannot survive and be healthy and be number one if we have all of this distraction and distress that comes with people who get angry, who are more served than they ought to be, some more served, some not served enough. There's always going to be inequality. It just is the way it is. And understanding that that's the way it is one of the steps toward not concerning yourself with others. Build up your own world. Build up your own trust. Build up your own friendships. Build up your own your reality, your universe. It's small, and it can be very rewarding to have a good friendship or two or three or four in your family. You haven't failed if everybody isn't your friend. It just works that way, like people listening on the radio. Not everybody likes what we do, so they listen to something else. There are, remember the old, Howard Johnsons, people, you guys don't remember Howard Johnsons. They had 57 flavors or 54 flavors of ice cream. Not everybody likes, when I have my ice cream bus starting in a week or two on the farm, we'll have probably 28 to 34 flavors because not everybody likes vanilla. Not everybody likes chocolate or strawberry or cherry vanilla or raspberry or whatever it is. So you offer different things to different people. Everybody doesn't have to be the same. Everybody isn't going to be the same. The universe hasn't created this place to be filled with me toos. It's not stimulating. It's not the way to live. It's very, very troubling. And then, you know, we get into targets and people say, you're right. Everybody wants to be right or needs to be right. Or you're wrong if you disagree. No, wrong if you disagree. You're just disagreeing. That's it. There's no reason to shoot somebody that doesn't agree with you, and yet that's what's going on. And how does it foment? How does it get started? A lot of people point to the NRA and the organizations that are like that, Second Amendment Foundation. I don't find that to be a genuine, or I guess I don't find it to be the real reality, the real reason. People join these organizations, or they have, you know, they people want to blame Donald Trump and his attitude towards stuff. There is something that may be missing in the minds of some folks when it comes to the president's agenda, but he doesn't say to people, you go out and shoot that guy, or, and you can say, well, maybe he enables it by his attitude. I've listened to it, and I'm not going out and shooting people. There are a lot of people who, you know, most people, when they listen to this stuff, they don't get all charged up. They just either ignore it or think, you know, it's so much baloney. Let's keep going. Because it doesn't affect you and your life. It doesn't improve things where you work, where you play, where you exercise, where you dine, where you sleep. It just doesn't. By speaking of the NRA, there's kind of a connection here between me. Oliver North and I have been friends over the years, worked together in several circumstances in the radio world. He was on the radio for about 20 years or so. I thought it was interesting, the take on his trying to get rid of Wayne LaPierre, who has run the NRA, and I think is part of the problem with the NRA, in my estimation. There is obviously a personality clash between the two of them in a war. North wanted to get rid of Wayne LaPierre, and Wayne LaPierre managed to convince the members of the board of directors to get rid of Ollie North as president of the NRA instead of him having to go. So anyway, it was that wasn't a bloodbath, but it wasn't comfortable, I'm sure. And who knows what the internal politics are. It's like anything else. You have the internal workings of people. But I think it's safe to say the NRA is the way that LaPierre runs it anyway. I belong to the NRA and have for since I was in high school. I don't like LaPierre at all. I've never liked him. I think he's an arrogant SOB. But the money that they raise, you see, he's a better fundraiser. North has a name, and he certainly can raise funds. He ran for the Senate, I want to say in Virginia, about 10, 12 years ago, maybe further back than that, and he raised a good deal of money. But he's a lightning rod for controversy because of his connection to the Iran-Contra scandal during the Reagan administration. But he's worn that badge kind of proud. I remember he and I having conversations about that any number of times, and he said it wasn't what it seemed. That may have been, but still, it wasn't clean, let's put it that way. And it's pretty embarrassing for the president at the time. Anyway, fixing the blame doesn't fix the problem. We've got to fix the problem with guns and with people and their attitude, and we just don't seem to have inspired leadership. That's the thing. There's no... And then you know, want a definition of inspired? I don't know. What inspires you, Victoria? What inspires you, Kara? I know what inspires me, but do we have inspired leadership? Never mind on the national. Do you lead your own life, or do you look to... See, so many people look to someone else. I want to be like him when I grow up. Well, as The Rock pointed out in that movie about the girl wrestler, you got to be the best you. Never mind somebody else being like somebody else. Be the best you that you can be. All right, I'm getting off my pedestal here, but it just it's so you wake up to this stuff and you're thinking I want to have the best opportunity I can to present you. I don't know what the best stories of the day are, but that's also up to interpretation. Some of the stuff going on in the world is awesome, because there are a lot of awesome people in the world. I will say, though, as an anecdotal reference to what I mentioned a few minutes ago in terms of attention to diversity, the pendulum is swinging back and forth. I don't know where it starts. I must have seen 3 shows this weekend that were all a focus on the gay lifestyle and being gay and that being a major theme of a television show. There's a new show on CBS last night. I saw a show on one of the cable channels. I think there's an inherent danger in overdoing anything. And I do think that because we have abused the sensitivities there for as long as we have, now we're going kind of in the other way. And
I think that we're finally getting to a point where we might be actually representing a big portion of the population in media. And I think that's really important.
It may be important, but you don't want to overdo it.
Well, and when you think 3 shows on the scale of how many TV shows...
Well, those are only the ones that I've seen. Yeah. I think that there's... It just seems that there's more of that. We're seeing more of it. There's a way of although, in a sense, television ought to reflect our lives. That's
right.
What some people tell us that it ought to do. And there's way too much murder and violence. And I mean, most of the main shows, the drama shows, are all about murder. You know, what kind of... What's that deal? A little life-change tea. Let's get you to help the farmers of America, shall we? You got an old vehicle around your home you've been meaning to get rid of because it's taking up space in your driveway or behind your house or someplace needs repair? Just donate it. There's a great program for the American Family Farming Group. A donation of a car, a truck, whatever it is, a motorcycle, a boat, a trailer, a tractor, whatever you got around. Your donation qualifies for a tax deduction. You can help a lot of farmers. This is aimed at helping people who get 15 cents out of every dollar you spend on food. If you think that's outrageous, it really is. Lots of things going on the farm. We can help support the American Family Farm by giving our donations to the folks at, this is a phone number, 888-342. Give them a call. And donate your vehicle today. 888-342-GIVE.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring is prime home buying season, so if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock a low rate, which can save you money every month on your new mortgage. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I promise that you'll never find another like me.
No, I tend to make it about me. I know you never get just what you see, but I will never call you baby.
That doesn't sound like Taylor Swift.
And then we had that fight.
Ah, there's Taylor Swift.
You went after me and called my name.
Talk about a Lollapalooza. This is the most watched video in a 24-hour period by a solo or a female artist ever. Taylor Swift's Me, which we talked about and listened to a little bit on Friday, has topped the YouTube record for most watched video, broke multiple records, as a matter of fact, with the debut of this new music video featuring Panic at the Disco's Brendan Urie. That's the male voice that you hear here. According to a release from YouTube, Swift's Me video clocked in a record-breaking 65 million views in the first 24 hours. Good God. That's a lot of people wanting to check out her work. YouTube confirmed.
Well, it's also a lot of her fans watching it numerous times because she puts clues in her video. Yeah. So she puts clues in her videos, and she called it an Easter egg hunt this year because it's the timing of it and the pastels. And so her fans have to watch it obsessively to figure out clues of the album title and the next single and things like that. So I think it's impressive, but I think there are a lot of repeat viewers in there.
Well, it's still a pretty impressive number.
Yeah,
Victoria.
It is. That's why I said it's still impressive, but there are a lot of repeat videos in there, or viewers.
So, other top solo artist performances, Ariana Grande's previous record, 55 million views for Thank You Next. The K-pop group BTS still holds the overall biggest YouTube 24-hour record with Boy With Love featuring Halsey, reaching more than 74 million people. But the Me video marks the most impressive 24-hour debut ever for Swift, trailed by the 43 million views her Look What You Made Me Do video, notched during its first day of release. Me also received more likes in the first day than any of her earlier music video releases. She currently counts more than 33 million subscribers on her official YouTube channel, which makes her one of the, let's see, what, eight musicians who have over 30 million subscribers now on YouTube. I have just close to that. We have, what, 29 million
yes.
subscribers on the Doug Steffen YouTube channel. Taylor also announced over the weekend that she and Brendon Urie are going to open the Billboard Music Awards this Wednesday, hosted by, isn't that Underwood? Is she hosting?
Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson, yeah.
Oh, Clarkson is. Mm-hmm. Okay. I get the two of them confused from time to time. All right, so that's the story on Taylor Swift. Good congratulations to her. It's neat, the power of two versus the power of one on music, too. Got a few fans probably checking them out. 26 and change after the hour. Sheryl Crow, speaking of checking things out, has covered for Linda Ronstadt at the Tribeca Film Festival, the premiere of the documentary Linda Ronstadt, The Sound of My Voice at Tribeca. Sheryl took to the stage to pay tribute to her. Quote, only an idiot would come on stage to perform Linda Ronstadt songs. She then proceeded to sing a rendition of You're No Good, which we're listening to here. Ronstadt had in her 1974 album Heart Like a Wheel. A song was originally performed by D.D. Warwick in 63. Crow also played Ronstadt's up-tempo hit When Will I Be Loved, which was a song the Everly Brothers did in the 1960s. Anyway, this is a documentary, 95-minute-long documentary chronicling how Ronstadt landed a record deal from her performance at the Troubadour in L.A. in 64 and really had quite a good career. I think she has Parkinson's now, doesn't she?
Yeah, it's something like that. Parkinson's, I think, sounds right.
Yeah, right. So she does remember. She doesn't remember a lot of stuff, but she was. She tells a story about how hot it was on the stage when she was doing a live in Hollywood thing, first album. Anyway, good thoughts about Linda Ronstadt and Sheryl Crow together. As a tribute paid to Linda Ronstadt here. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
Ah, the copperhead snake. It hisses before attacking. But that's not a copperhead. That's the Sullivan's RV freshwater tank overflowing into their black one, which is backing into their vent pipe, making for a very different kind of attack. Oh. One that arrives just in time for taco night. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at progressive.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Another shooting at a place of worship. Police in Poway, California, close to San Diego, say a gunman identified as John Ernest opened fire at a synagogue, killing one person and wounding three others. San Diego Police Chief Bill Gore says he may have been involved with another crime as well.
We're currently working with the Escondido Police Department and the FBI to determine Ernst's possible involvement in the arson at the mosque in Escondido about a month ago.
One of the people injured is Rabbi Yisrael Goldstein, who was shot in the hand. He spoke on CNN about the lady who stood between him and the shooter.
Lori took the bullet for all of us. She died to protect all of us. She didn't deserve to die. She's such a kind, sweet-hearted, just a good human being. She didn't deserve to die right in front of my eyes.
This is USA Radio News.
Lou Manfredini here, and this House Smarts Minute is brought to you by Home Advisor, helping homeowners find and hire the right pro for their projects. Exterior walls with peeling paint can make your home look poorly maintained. Not only does it look bad, it could lead to larger problems in the future, like moisture in your walls. Inspect your siding and exterior trim for small cracks and chips. Repair the spots and store extra paint in an airtight container so you can spot paint as needed. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app.
Home Advisor.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Just listen live, take us home with you. Find our podcast at djvshow.com or search for the DJ V Show on iTunes. Don't forget to download, rate, and subscribe.
Here we go, boys, girls, moms, dads, grandmas, and grandpas. It's the DJ V program. Jen Jen out today. Victoria Keelan is here with her pleasant voice and great manner. Kara Schillen is happy, alert, alive, well. Here we are cooking on all of our 8 or 10, depends on how big the engine is. You know, there are some engines with 20 cylinders in them, some of the big, the huge engines that run turbines. I bet that was the first thing you both thought of when you get up this morning, right?
Big. I love thinking about cylinders and engines.
Yes, do you? Good for you.
Yes.
Applause. Hey! Mm-hmm. All right, so we have lots of things cooking here. The Pentagon expected to approve a request from Department of Human Services for additional troops at the U.S.-Mexico border. The needs of the military there, there are lawyers, drivers, support personnel to help all the migrants coming in. What has happened to the suggestion that all these people go to sanctuary cities? That seems to have dropped like a thud, right? Is not That doesn't seem to be
I don't know. I don't know. There's so much stuff happening. That's so
there
much
is.
Rhetoric.
Yeah.
You don't know
lots
what's true and all this alternate facts and fake news. It's just, I don't know what's true. I did see, yeah. I think it was the mayor of Phoenix, Arizona, and I think he said that he wouldn't mind taking some of the migrants who are awaiting, you know, to their court appearances.
What
but
his
he said he
constituents
just didn't have,
think, though? He may say
I don't know.
He
all I know
what
is well, this is what I'm saying. All I know is the one thing that I did see is that the mayor, I think it was Phoenix, said that he wouldn't mind taking people in, but that they just don't have the facilities. And he said, I can't have people sleeping on the streets. Mm-hmm. So that he was trying. That was the only, like, it seemed like he was looking for a solution. But other than that, it just seems like it's a bunch of rhetoric. So I have no idea what the situation is. But it's horrible. Yeah, all of this is just a mess.
You know what? Somebody's trying to make a controversy, and I always find these things. These are the anecdotal things that make me smile, silly things. There was a complaint lodged against Mercedes-Benz. Daimler is the owner of Mercedes-Benz and the trademark. Somebody, some diplomat somewhere said, took a shot at Mercedes for selling Kim Jong Fatty Mercedes. Those limousines that he rides around in.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And they said, we didn't sell them to him. He bought them on the black market. And we wouldn't sell them. We don't sell them with this. Well, because
Gee,
I think
really?
Part of the controversy was that they're not supposed to. There's an embargo on things like this. Like, you can't sell cars to either the cars that they have in North Korea have to be built in North Korea, or you don't have cars in North Korea. It's one of the things that's been on the endangered species list there. Nobody has any money. Nobody. If you go to North Korea, you'll find that very few cars, you know, are there because nobody's got any money. They drive around. They're in the horse and buggy, literally, or those little three-cycle bicycles. Some people have those motorcycles that have cabs on them that you see in various places, poor places around the world. I saw a lot of them in Peru. Actually, I'd never seen them before when I was down there last year. But anyway, there was a big to-do about the North. He's got a new Mercedes limousine. And so the people took a shot at Chrysler, Daimler used to own, Mercedes used to own Chrysler, and then they sold it off. But they still have, obviously, a lot of interests in upscale cars as well. Hey, I just found that interesting. The people who would think, but someone made an issue of it. And that kind of goes back to what I was saying a few minutes ago. Everybody's got an issue with something. I'm upset because I'm not buying a Mercedes. I can remember when when Obama became president and General Motors went into bankruptcy. Remember that? First mm-hmm. year that Obama was president. And
yeah.
People who didn't like Obama wouldn't buy General Motors products because they didn't
so
like
dumb.
Obama. What the heck? What are you? But people do think like that. They really do. And so it becomes kind of silly. Anyway, the list this weekend of what bothers most Americans. You two ladies see that?
Doria
Q and Zia Kara Schillen. Yes, there is the opinions of people. A Gallup poll coming out over the weekend, focusing on what worries Americans. And there are certainly lots of things we could come up with, a list, a great deal of things. But the number one issue, without looking at it, ladies, unless you saw it, do you know what the number one, there were 1,000 American adults who were surveyed by Gallup. You want to know what the number one thing was?
Yeah, what?
Number one were health. Health. People, the availability and affordability of health care. It has...
That's a big one that we need to solve.
5 years in a row, and nobody's solving it. I don't get why, you know, all these politicians are huffing and puffing. Is the immigration problem a serious problem? Yep, it sure is. Taxes are a serious problem. How things run, generally speaking, are a problem. Management. But 55% of those who were... This is 1,000 people who were interviewed said they worry a great deal about the affordability of health care and mm-hmm. the quality of health care, which is something that hasn't seen, it's been the affordability, but now the quality of the care is coming under focus. as well it ought to. You know that a majority of Americans now spend their money on alternative choices, not the mainstream, the so-called evidence-based, because they don't buy it because it doesn't work or it's too expensive or maybe they can't get at it. I know when I go to buy supplements, I don't know about you ladies, but they're very expensive. Yeah, the good ones are very expensive. And I don't know whether these people are profiteering because they know that, people are looking for a way to make themselves better, heal themselves. What's the old expression, physician, heal thyself? The recommendations that come from a lot of, we even have the conversations here on our Good Day Health podcast and the Good Day Health conversation we have with Jack Stockwell and Ken Kronhaus about what to do, how to take care of yourself. I always say it's up to you to take care of yourself, but what are your options? And with healthcare becoming more and more expensive because of the cost of drugs, that's the number one issue, by the way, is the cost of drugs. In this large, big ball of concern, the biggest problem is the healthcare industry being inundated. Doctors will happily prescribe you some medicine to get you the hell out of their office. That's all. Okay, you got this problem? Here's a piece of script. Go get this drug. And the drug companies have benefited, profiteering on the drug companies. Wasn't there something a week or two ago, ladies, that I'm trying to remember about some drug company being held accountable for?
Purdue Pharma has been sued for by a class action suit for OxyContin. That's probably what you're thinking of. Yeah, that's the big one that's out there right now.
Yeah, right. So anyway, it's something to think about. The draft. Anybody watching the NFL draft? Following up.
I watched a little bit on Friday when it started. Thursday night.
Your husband's a big sports producer. What does he think about what's going on?
With what?
With the choices that have been made or are being made. A couple of surprises. You were talking about one in the last half hour. I don't know. I'm not following football, but I feel like I ought to at least throw the question out there to see what it is that people are thinking. Is this an exciting draft? Are there exciting choices? New faces?
Well, they're all new faces because they're all brand new to the league. But, I know Lewis was very upset with the pick that the Giants made for the quarterback position. So I know he was upset about that. And now the second pick, the sixth round pick for the Giants, which is his favorite team, that's the Corey Ballantyne kid, the player who was shot only a few hours after being drafted. He's going to be okay, but that's probably the biggest story that has taken over the draft. We were really busy this weekend, so I didn't really watch. I watched a little bit Thursday night, and Friday night was NHL playoffs in our house, so there was really no room for football. But I think the coolest thing about the draft this year is that they had it down in Nashville. And when you saw scenes of Broadway
party out of
in
the weekend.
Nashville, it looked so much fun. I mean, it just looked like that was the place to be. So, and they had Tim McGraw performing and Luke Bryan, and Taylor Swift made her announcement about her new video. And I thought that they did a really great job of incorporating music and local culture into the draft. So it made it more fun to watch. I don't necessarily care that much about the individual players, but I was watching the sort of overall scene, and I thought it was a lot more entertaining than usual.
Well, I'm not a fan of football. I don't like the way the game is played for any number of reasons. But I noticed there were 16,000 college football players who were eligible for the draft.
Mm-hmm.
And even though only 2% of it actually make it into the NFL, the average player only is on a roster for 3 years, and most people don't know the names of these kids who play. They get a base salary of $700,000 a year. There are big pay disparities, apparently, between the people that are picked also in the first round and the people who are picked in the seventh round. There's a lot of, as they start their careers,
A lot of them just can't handle when you go from the college level up into the pros, there are so many injuries that end careers almost immediately. And it's just because the you're playing against the elite.
Rough stuff.
And bigger guys. Yeah. So a lot of injuries happen and then they, their careers are over. Yep. Stay in school, kids. Get a degree.
That's right. Get a degree and go to work. Get a real job. Today is International Dance Day, ladies. The Dance Committee of the International Theater Institute created this day in 1982 to highlight the amazing diversity and talent of dancers all over the globe. I did catch a little bit of the J-Lo dance competition last night. I'm not a dancer, so I don't watch much of that stuff. Doesn't
you like disco me. Dancing?
I do like disco dancing. That's true. I didn't. Was there some of that on last night?
No.
I like J-Lo.
That hasn't been on since 77,
I like her, frankly. I have great respect and regard for her talent and every area. But she appears to like dancing. Of all the things that she does, she seems to be
started.
Most comfortable as a dancer. Yeah. So anyway, today, dancing universally woven into pretty much every society all over the world. Today marks the birthday of Jean-Georges Nevers, who's the creator of modern ballet. Anybody here ever take ballet lessons when you were a kid? You on your toes?
I took a class in high school called Ballet for the Hopeless. And it was, yes,
there you go.
It was a special That's, class, and it was is. It was hopeless.
Yeah, I took classes when I was, I don't know, probably 5 through 8, 9 maybe. Yeah. I've got to say, I'm not a natural dancer.
94% of Americans say they enjoy dancing. 70% of Americans say they're terrible dancers. 14% of Americans wish they danced more. I guess in the top two categories, I'd be in there. 13% of Americans dance when they think nobody's watching. Yeah, that's kind of... That's
I would
fun.
Love
that's
to see good. Doug dancing in his kitchen while he's putting together whatever stew he's cooking up.
You know who I dance with more than anybody else is Miles. Miles has now gone on to dancing. He's taking ballet lessons on Sunday morning. And then he comes home and he just dances around the house and you put some music on and he's, Gramps, come on, let's dance. So he'll get on my shoes and he'll dance. Well, that's his dancing. At least when he's with me, he'll be dancing while I'm dancing. He's got his feet on my feet. But he's got the moves. He's moving along. He's having fun with it anyway. So here are the five favorite types of dance. Hip hop's 40%. Ballroom dancing, 13%. Swing, also about the same. These are in the bunch together, about as popular. Ballroom, swing, and Latin dancing. And 7% say they like belly dancing best. Anybody here? Belly dancers, Karen?
No, but there are, I've never done that. But there are a lot of classes, like Zumba classes.
Good way to lose weight.
Yeah.
Apparently,
mm-hmm.
Belly dancing.
Yep.
All right, what do we have on television tonight, Victoria, that you think would be of interest to folks listening, planning their evening?
Not a whole lot tonight. I would say probably the biggest pick is at The Voice. This is the beginning of all the live competition. So this is the top 24 artists are performing for their chance at a spot in the top 13.
American Idol's doing the same thing too, aren't they? Sort of
not tonight. Not tonight.
No, okay.
Yeah, American Idol I think is Wednesday night. Okay. And that is this week is Queen Week. So this week will be featuring Adam Lambert, which will be really cool. And I'm actually going to tune in for that, even though I haven't seen Idol. But beyond The Voice, there are a lot of replays of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony on HBO. And I know you didn't like it, but I haven't seen it yet. We're going to watch it tonight. But a lot of other people that I know did watch it. I know Kara saw some of it, and people are really enjoying. Everybody that I know seems to really love this year because of the artist. Stevie Nicks was put in as the first woman to be inducted twice, and our boy Harry Styles, of course, inducted her. Janet Jackson, which we haven't seen a lot from Janet recently, so it's very cool to have her there. The Cure, Def Leppard, Roxy Music, and the Zombies round out the rest. So that's probably my pick for tonight.
All right. Check it out on HBO. Yeah, they're playing on a number of HBO channels, as a matter of fact. Monday, April 29th, last Monday of the month, at 10 before the hour. This is the DJV Show.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Talk time, 53 after the hour. You can be thankful we have the services of Victoria Keelan here to keep us up to date with what kind of things are going on in the world of technology that do impact us. Social media certainly is a high point for a lot of people every day, looking around, what's this story and what's that story. So it looks like there's such a thing as too much and it's too good, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Social media.
It's true. Right? So, yeah, so since the early 2010s, America's national parks and historic monuments have actually drawn record numbers of visitors, which is wonderful. They see 330 million annual visitors, and experts actually think that social media has helped national parks become more popular than ever. However, there's a downside. All of that added traffic has essentially put a big strain on the park's infrastructure and the ecology. And so they say social media drives a lot of traffic to the less traveled areas through geotagging, which is when you attach a GPS coordinate to a specific spot, and then other users try to find that exact location. And so these are off the beaten path kind of locations that are now being visited over and over and over. And experts think that as more people find out-of-the-way spots and then travel to them, that the wilderness and the wildlife nearby are dealing with, you know, an increased foot traffic, and it's doing a lot of damage. One swimming area in Virginia's George Washington and Jefferson National Forests sees 400 visitors a day now that it's been posted to Instagram. It used to only get 10 to 20 people a day, so now it's getting 400 a day. Horseshoe Bend near the Grand Canyon has seen annual visitors climb since Instagram was invented. It was having a steady 100,000 visitors in 2010. Now it gets 2 million in 2019.
Wow.
And the parks say that they just they don't have the budget. They are currently at a $12 billion 8-year maintenance backlog. So that just gives you some ideas here. That's not good. It's wonderful that more people want to visit national parks, but they just can't handle it right now. And all of the, you know, any type of federal funding that gets cut and all that, which we've heard a lot about, you know, since the Trump administration came into play. So all of that is affecting our national parks on a major, major level. They say thousands of miles of roads and trails need repairs, and that millions of visitors are just, you know, wearing them down even more quickly, and they can't keep up. So just be very mindful when you go and visit national parks. Stay on the main path.
There's another issue here, and that is unions and what the park rangers are allowed to do and what they negotiate out of their contract. A lot of the stuff, simple stuff, could be done by the rangers in terms of keeping things up. They just they've negotiated out of their contracts. So that's difficult as well. This is I'm interested in Samsung and all of the focus on their new Galaxy, is it a 4? What do they call it? What's the new Galaxy?
The
one that bends in the middle?
Yeah,
the Fold.
The Fold, mm-hmm. Okay. So let's find out what's going on with that.
The Geek Out.
Last week, we told you about the Samsung Galaxy Fold and how the smartphone's folding screen was failing for tech journalists. While the internet filled with so much noise, Samsung indefinitely delayed the release of the $2,000 device. The website iFixit got a hold of one, and they found the design of the Galaxy Fold to be both impressive and confounding. The device felt great, they said, when you opened and closed it, but that same hinge left gaps open that made it easy for dirt or lint or whatever to wedge in behind the screen and break it. Many people were just left wondering why Samsung thought it was ready for release in the first place. The company did ask iFixit to pull down their article about the Fold, but if you still want to read it, we've posted a link to it on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Let's get to the next page here, a Facebook page. What are they doing to us now, Victoria?
Well, Facebook is cracking down on those personality quizzes, and the reason for that is this is over a year now since the Cambridge Analytica scandal, which was linked to all of the users' data being stolen, essentially, taken without permission, and it all kind of got funneled through these personality quizzes. And so now Facebook is cracking down significantly on the number of quizzes that are going to be allowed on the site. The ones that will be allowed are subjected to heightened scrutiny and security, and Facebook says that this is all part of them trying to clean up the platform.
Yeah. All right. Clean it up, Facebook. What a wonderful thing this guy's created, and also what a nightmare he's created. Check us out.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.